Welcome to I'm Back Girl, Beauty, Brains, and Bucks. I'm your host, Candace Holyfield, also known as the Six Figure Spa Chick. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and do not leave the spa out. We have a special guest today, Miss Tracy from Ohio. She's in Atlanta. We had an amazing lunch today at Red Lobster. And she is retiring from cosmetology and stepping into a new venture. So we definitely want to come in and give people an alternative if you want to have a career change and still love what you do. So I'm going to let Miss Tracy tell you all who she is, everything she has going on, and we're going to definitely give you all some tips and nuggets and some motivation. So Miss Tracy, let them know all about you.
Hi, my name is Tracy Pifus, and I'm the owner of Couture Beauty by Tracy. There in Cincinnati, Ohio, we specialize in eyebrow and lash lift artistry. And we help people save time of their morning beauty routine.
So how long have you been a cosmetologist?
I've been a cosmetologist actually for 22 years. And I would say just probably in the last 2 years have I began looking towards what I want to do next in my career. And with me still loving the beauty industry, I just wanted to find something that was going to still allow me the freedom and the creative expression that I've always been used to, but just switch it up a little bit and do something different.
So how did you know you was ready to retire from being a hairstylist?
Actually, you know, my hands are starting to hurt me.
Okay.
My hands are hurting. My back is hurting me more frequently. Little things like that. And then I just felt a little burnout. So I knew it was time for me to change it up and see what's new and different.
So, I always call Miss Tracy the lash lift queen, because since I met her last year, all she talks about is lash lift. So, how did you get into lash lift, or what made you want to go into the direction?
You know what? Actually, I got into lash lifting by mistake. I found a young lady online, and she was actually teaching 3D brows.
Okay.
So, brows was the first direction that I wanted to take my career. So, I went to the training. After the date was finished, there was another young lady in there that was wanting to learn this new service, and they were going to offer it there at their spa. So the instructor said, you can stay if you want and just kind of watch us do this new service we're going to be offering, or you can go ahead and leave. And I thought, heck, I'm staying if it's going to be free.
So the lash lift training was free?
Yeah, so she just let me stay and watch.
I would have stayed too.
Exactly. So I stayed and watched, and little did I know this would be something I was going to fall in love with and would be my number one service 2 years later.
Wow, so that's super amazing. So if anybody is listening, especially if you are a hairstylist and you're looking to do something, you know, just less straining on your body and your hands, on your feet, Miss Tracy, I'm telling y'all, she vows about this lash lift, and she says she loves doing lash lift. I did tell her before that I haven't seen, you know, a lot of posts about it. When I get on social media, you know, or even if I see a Facebook ad, it's always about lash trainings. So do you think lash lift is something that is coming up or something that's going to be a big wave? Or, you know, what are your thoughts about, you know, the lash lift and people offering it at their spa or their beauty bar?
Lash lifts are definitely something up and coming. I think with the whole wave of people wanting to get back to just their natural selves and show off their natural beauty, it's definitely going to be a lot of people that are tired of wearing the extensions. There are people that are allergic to the adhesive that is used with extensions. And a lot of people with damaged lashes from just having a bad extension job done. So if you want to bring your natural lashes back to a healthy status and still have them have a little bit of a wow pal factor to them, lash lift is the go-to service.
So how long is the service and how long does it last when someone gets it?
Yeah, so the actual service usually takes about 45 minutes to an hour. There is a tinting service that you can have added on, which will actually make your lashes look like you have on just a fresh coat of mascara. And that adds about another 20 minutes. So I usually tell people in between about an hour, hour and a half, if you're going to do the whole complete service.
So do you offer the lash lift class plus the brow class or only brows?
Right now, I'm actually just offering the brow class. Okay. So that is also going to give you natural, great shaping brows that are good for everyday wear.
But it's not microblading, right?
It's not microblading, but you can get tinting added to it, and that'll last you up to 2 weeks. On your brows, okay. And that'll help give them a fuller look, and saves you some time in the morning from having to fill them in and things like that.
So, what advice would you give any, you know, professional who are trying to either get in the beauty industry, or they may already be in the beauty industry, but they feel like they're stuck? Because all the time, I hear people saying, you know, I just don't know what next to do with my business, or, you know, I don't know how to get clients. So, what advice would you, you know, give to another person in the industry?
I would tell them, first and foremost, get you a coach like Miss Candace Holyfield.
Thank you.
Yes, because that was always the missing link, I feel like, for my career over the years. I was always creative, but I think I just came up in its industry being focused on just the creative and not the business. And so it definitely was missing from my business. In this day and age, with the marketing strategies you have to have in place, email systems, all that sort of jazz, you definitely have to reinvent yourself and learn some of that stuff.
So everybody who's listening, you heard it from Miss Tracy Mouth and not mine. Marketing is so important. Just knowing what to post, what to say, doing your email marketing, doing our one-on-one today. She had a long list of questions, but I took the time and made sure I went through every single thing with her, because I'm telling y'all, if you want to make money, you want to be successful, you need to know marketing is very, very important. Another question is, how can people reach you or contact you if they're interested? Oh, I do want you to tell them how they can reach you, but we forgot to talk about your product line.
Oh, yes, yes. So I do have two products that are coming out in September. One is a brow gel, clear brow gel, great for finishing your brows after you shape them, tweeze them, however you choose to get them, you know, just shaped and perfect. And then the other one is a brow and lash rejuvenator. So this is going to restore the health into your brows and lashes, keep them looking healthy and moisturized. You can contact me via website www.couturebeautybytracy.com and Couture Beauty by Tracy on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those social media sites. And I did forget to add earlier, you were asking me about the timing lash lift. 6 to 8 weeks is how long it's going to last for you. And then the lash tinting lasts up to 3 weeks.
So if I get a lash lift, because I wear extensions. Mm-hmm. So when I wake up every day, it'll look like I got on mascara or some extensions.
Exactly. And it does go according to the length of your natural lashes. So, of course, the longer they are, the more wow factor you're going to get. So for people that come in with shorter lashes, I still can lift them. But then I'll put them on like a lash rehab program where I put them on my lash serum. They can start using that, and then it'll help them grow.
And get back more longer and natural.
Exactly.
That is super amazing. So you guys definitely want to. Who did you take your lash lift, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah.
Or what can they, you know, find out about a lash lift class?
Yeah, so I'm actually trained through a company called Elibana. And I might add, earlier today when I said that I originally got to stay for that service and got to watch in on it, I did have to go back a year later and actually take the actual training.
Oh, the full class.
Yes, I didn't know that after that class that I still needed a certification.
So how much is a lash lift class?
So a lash lift class is about $500. Yep, and they will take you through the full training. I trained with a lady named Kristen Money, and she's actually the trainer over the Ohio area.
Okay.
Now, you can research Elibana trainers, and whichever one is in your area or close to you, that's who you would go to be trained through.
And then how much are your brow classes? Because that's something that you teach, correct?
Exactly.
So we definitely want to spotlight what you teach.
Yes.
Shout out to the last of people.
Exactly.
But we want to make sure all the listeners know what you have to offer. So we know you have your two products that anybody can get if they want to enhance their brows. Mm-hmm. And then how much is your brow class?
Yeah, so my brow class, I do a group brow class. That one's $300. I can take up to 3 people with that one at one time. They both are available any Monday that you choose. You just have to go to my site, see what's available, and pick your time, put down your deposit. The second one is going to be a one-on-one class, and that one's $500. That one is going to be a little bit more, get more in-depth into the brows. It's going to allow you to practice on more models.
Because it's just one person at a time.
Exactly. We get to go to lunch, talk a little bit, give a little bit of marketing
tips. I was just going to say, get them from my marketing tips.
Yes, and things like that. some tips courtesy of Six Feet Spa Chick.
Thank you.
And just some things that I've learned over the years, and I've learned with doing the brows, little tips and tricks on how to get them cleaner.
So would you say doing brows, doing lash lift, that creates profits for you? You see that it's a profitable business.
Definitely. And the good thing about it is, it's like she said earlier, less wear and tear and strain on my body.
And it's kind of fast, so it's kind of in and out.
And it's fast, so I can make really double the amount of money and do half the amount of people in the same time that I was doing with hair.
Okay.
I can double my money, do half the amount of people, and I'm sitting down.
Okay.
You know, while doing it. So it's just, oh, I love it.
So we want you all to be as happy and passionate about your business or whatever service you offer as Miss Tracy is about brows and lash lift. And I do have one more question. If you could have a billboard anywhere in the world, what would your billboard say?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Let's see here. I think my billboard would say, you get back from the universe what you put into it.
That's good. That's good. Now, keep in mind, I got this question because one of my favorite books is called The Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss, and he's interviewing a lot of millionaires, and he asks, you know, each person this question. You all would be so surprised at the answer that they say. So I definitely want to make sure all the listeners are definitely making sure you are reading books. You should have more books than shoes. So I want you all to definitely check out Miss Tracy. Follow her on social media. Contact her for your brow classes. She is in Cincinnati, Ohio, but she does quite a bit of traveling, okay? So,
Yes. If
you are traveling, you're in Atlanta, so if somebody wanted to take a class in Atlanta, would you be able to offer that?
Yes. So, I'm getting ready to get down to the marketing. So, classes in Atlanta, pop-up shops, things like that. Anytime that I travel, I'm going to start doing things like that. Pop-up brow services, pop-up brow classes.
Oh, that's amazing. That's what you want to do.
Along with ebooks. Ebooks are coming as well.
We forgot to talk about the ebooks. Can you tell them what one of your ebooks would be about?
So one of my ebooks would be about living the sweet life.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so basically that's going to tell you a little bit how to transition out of a full-service salon into a suite if you choose to. Sometimes when we're doing services like this, you need a little bit more privacy, and you need it to be a little bit more spa-like. So a suite is definitely a good way for you to go if you have the clientele. It's not for anybody new that's coming into the industry.
Because suites are expensive.
They are very expensive. But there is a way to do it. There are tips and tricks I've learned along the years with being in the suite.
How long have you been in your suite now?
8 years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So when you was doing hair, you was in a full-service salon. Was you doing here in the suite too, or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I've been.
Okay,
yep.
Okay.
Only thing that's changed, I just moved my location, but I've been in the suite for 8 years as a hairstylist.
Okay.
But I just moved, so now I'm going to be in another suite setting, but still a suite for the brows and lashes.
And then we have one more thing very important. Yeah. It's so ironic that she said the suite life because I own some suites in downtown Atlanta. They are available for anybody to do classes or do a pop-up shop. But I wanted to touch on really quick, a lot of people, like we said, the rent is very high on the suites. And, you know, the better the location, the more they cost. And so a lot of people are scared to get into that booth rent. I know for me personally, me moving to Atlanta, I didn't have any clients nor any money for that matter. But I knew I had to get a space to take my clients. So I'm a hustler. I was like, look, I got to go get this place and hustle how I'm going to pay the rent. And, you know, I'm 3 years later and, you know, I'm still hanging in there. So what advice would you give somebody who's scared to go out and even, you know, get a salon suite?
Oh, man. It was scary at first.
But you did it.
But like you said, you just have to go do it. I did have a clientele already built up.
But what if people don't have a clientele?
If they don't have a clientele.
What advice would you give them if they don't have a clientele? Like, how important do you think it is to have a location?
I think it's very important to have a location. Yeah. I would advise them to try to call around and see if someone is interested in doing a part-time deal on a suite. You can find somebody that's willing to go into the suite with you, and you all can split the days up.
No, so, that's good.
Yeah, so you have half the rent. Or like Candace said, some people nowadays are willing to just let you rent it for a day.
Right, that's what we do.
Or whatever. So just start off like that. Start off with renting it one day. Just fill that day up. When you get that filled up, move on and take on another
day. And you really don't pay
day.
Any money until you get your day booked.
Exactly.
So you guys definitely be on the lookout for her e-book, The Sweet Life. I'm super excited about that myself. So I would definitely be a brand ambassador for that e-book, okay? Because
yes.
I think people need a location. You can do mobile, but, you know, I feel like mobile will burn you out. You know, a client just texted. I sent it to D. I'm like, hey, do you want... Well, that's because I'm going to be on IG Live tonight, so I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, very, very important. Also, I did talk to Miss Tracy about her marketing and just making sure she is on YouTube and doing brow tutorials and lash tutorials. And that's why I gave up a client tonight, because I know I can get on IG Live and make some money.
Exactly.
So instead of me trying to go do a client and make $150 and I got to drive 45 minutes to get there, do the service, 45 minutes to get back to my house, I can get on IG Live right from the comfort of my home and make me plenty of money. So I want y'all to make sure you all are, you have your visibility together. So we're going to be on lookout for your YouTube channel.
Yes.
I'm going to hold you to this YouTube channel.
I know you are. I know you are. That's good, though, because that's what I need. So all this time, ever since I found you, that was kind of like a little kick in the butt I needed. I knew that.
I've been really nice today, too, y'all. Just I let everybody know I'm so nice in person.
Yes, she has been. She has been very nice. We've had a good time.
I've been saying thank you all day. Have a great day. We're actually back together for the second time today.
Exactly.
Okay, so I am super nice in person, but you have to have a certain demeanor when you're online, because you have to set the tone so people can take you serious, your brand, and your business. And I've met her in person sometimes before as well, but this was our one-on-one time. We always do in group setting, now that I think about it.
Yep.
So, you know, I wanted to make sure you guys are, you know, just doing everything you should be doing.
Yeah.
So we want to thank Miss Tracy for joining in.
Thank you.
Spell your Instagram name so they'll know exactly how to find you.
Yeah, so my Instagram name is Couture Beauty by Tracy, and Couture is C-O-U-T-U-R-E, and Tracy is spelled T-R-A-C-E-Y. Couture Beauty by Tracy.
Did you have any last closing remarks or anything you want the world to know about Couture Beauty by Tracy?
I don't know. Just watch out, because we're coming. I'm getting ready to get consistent. Get ready to blow this brand up.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm here for it. Thank you all so much for tuning in. It's your girl, Candace Holyfield, also known as the Six Figure Spa Chick. We will catch you all on the next episode talking all things spa, wellness, and beauty. Have a great day.